Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Kenneth Hodge, with a postal podcast for you today. First, let me say, if you're in the Columbus, Ohio post office, don't be running up to me asking me what's going on, because of the lead-in song to this podcast. It's just some music. Let's talk. Hey, Columbus, Ohio. You're going to notice in the next couple of days that not only do you have VGVs trolling the aisles of the Citygate plant with blue lights on them, you're going to have additional blue light specials now, because it is my understanding that all the forklifts will be fitted with blue lights front and rear. There was one or two of the forklifts that were on the floor today that actually had the light kit on them. And let me tell you, it's an additional safety precaution that off the bat, it looks like it's an excellent idea. I spoke with a lot of mail handlers on the floor on the dock today. And most of them, not everyone, most of them seem to think that that's an excellent idea, especially when you're coming out of a trailer. Now you have that blue light that's going to be projected about 5 feet ahead of you. So pit traffic or walking traffic coming up and down the dockway will see that blue light and understand that there's a vehicle approaching. So again, excellent safety addition to ensuring a safe work environment. Hand clap to Columbus management. Now, I don't know how it's going to affect vision or work atmosphere with all those forklifts that are in operation and all that blue light going around the facility. Now, I don't know, so we'll have to see what effect that will have. It may remind some of us of our youth, and we may think it's the police always following us. But yeah, so we'll have to wait and see. And again, pros and cons. Talk amongst yourself. If there is an issue that you feel that's going to result as a result of those blue lights being attached to forklifts, then you might want to get with your union and see if they can discuss it at a labor management meeting. But for right now, understand that we're going to see a lot of blue lights on the work floor, on the work traffic area, in addition to the VGVs. And for those of you who are not familiar with the term VGV, I'm talking about the vision-guided vehicles, a.k.a. the robots that are in operation at Citygate processing plant. On another note, let me say to you that we have to be a lot more careful driving those vehicles inside that building. It is imperative that we heighten our sense of awareness when driving. It is important that we understand to do the proper inspection on that vehicle, and more importantly, to stay attentive while you are operating that vehicle, because I'm sure no one intentionally wants to harm another or damage property in the building. But we have to be careful, folks. You notice recently in Citygate that even though, yeah, I'm going to change gears just a little bit. Although we have bid jobs for VGV operators, group leaders, whatever name you want to put to them, if you look around, you'll see more people involved with VGV operation than those who have bids. So I have to ask the question, is that a violation, not an overtime violation, to the VGV operators, or more importantly, with respect to the post office owning factors of production, with respect to equipment modernization the post office buys, follow this pattern for a second. When the post office purchases the equipment, the company comes in, the post office shows the company the manner, or the company shows the post office, based on the post office criteria, the manner in which the machinery should operate. As with everything else, as soon as Seagrid, when they left, those are the technicians that program the VGVs. As soon as they left, post office came in. Now, here's their change to the policy. Number one, when Seagrid was there, the robots are set to run in a traffic pattern because the post office said they're going to change the existing, at that time, traffic pattern to flow in the most safe and efficient manner for the VGVs. Wrong, not what they're doing. When the company was there, the post office dedicated the VGV operators or group leaders to the company for training. Again, because this is the manner in which this piece of equipment is designed to work. Wrong. As soon as the company leaves, everybody goes on the VGVs, not just the dedicated VGV bid holders. So what I'm saying to you, Columbus, Ohio, if you are not careful, what's going to happen is the manner in which those VGVs were introduced and shown how to work in the safest manner. The Columbus Post Office is changing that. And now I have to question, in a lot of issues, some of the safety aspects of that change. And from a compliment perspective, if everyone is going to be operating the VGVs, the post office will come to a fork in the road. One, they can create more level 5 VGV group leader jobs. Two, they're going to fade away the ones that we currently have because they don't need them if everyone is operating VGVs. Keep your eyes open, mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio, and you might want to address this before it snowballs into, well, it's past practice. Columbus, Ohio, this is Ken Hodge with a just quick update for you. Again, we got blue lights coming around on all of the forklifts. Don't know the exact method in which they're going to operate, but when I say the blue light kit, what it is it's a blue light in the front and the back of the forklifts for right now, and it projects a blue light about maybe 4 or 5 feet in front of the forklift. So you always have at least a 5 feet amount of distance, knowing that there's a piece of pit equipment coming following that blue light. Again, I think it's an excellent safety feature. And let's be more attentive to our duties as drivers. There have been a rise in accidents. And again, nobody wants to get hurt. And I'm sure none of us want to hurt another mail handler or hurt any other person because we were not attentive to what we were doing. Understand the rules and regulations that govern pulling equipment, what equipment should be pulled, what combination of equipment is allowed, and let's work safer to ensure that we minimize injury to ourselves and to others. Have a great day.